The next few Mishnayos discuss certain differences in the procedure of different types of korbanos mincha, offerings which come from flour, and the first of those things which are going to be discussed is what is added to the flour. The vast majority of korbanos mincha, as we're going to see, require both oil and levaina to be added. Levaina is translated as frankincense. It's some sort of substance which comes from the sap of a tree and contains certain acids in it, and it dries up into granules, and it can be burnt on the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah says, Yesh tumnei shem levaina. There are certain korbanos mincha which require both oil and levaina to be added. Shemen v'lo levaina. Some require only oil but not levaina. Others require levaina v'lo shemen, only levaina and not oil. Lo shem v'lo levaina. And there's a full category of those which do not require neither oil nor levaina. And now the Mishnah lists them, Ve'edu tumnei shem levaina. The following in the first category require both oil and levaina to be added. Minchas aseiles, the korban mincha which is brought of fine flour, without it being baked or fried or processed in any other way before being brought onto the Mizbeach. V'hamachavas, v'hamarcheshes, these are two different types of pans. And this refers to two types of korbanos mincha which were fried in the oil before being baked. And then a koimetz, a handful, was taken from that which had been baked, and that was burnt on the Mizbeach. Now there is another type of korban mincha called a minchas ma'afi tanur, which means a mincha of something which is baked in the oven. And that can come in one of two forms, either the hachalos, either it can be loaves. This is when the oil was mixed with the flour and then it was baked, v'horakikin, or it can come as much thinner loaves, and there the oil is not added with the flour, rather the oil is spread on top of this thinner loaf, and it is also baked in the oven, minchas koyanim. Any korban mincha, it could even be one of the aforementioned korbanos mincha, but it's bought by a koyan. There's a very big difference between a korban mincha, which is bought by a koyan, and a regular person, in that the entire korban mincha is burnt when bought by a koyan. A regular korban mincha, kamitza, is performed when we take a three-finger handful of the flour, or once it's been baked, and then we burn that on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it is given to kohanim to eat. That is not the case regarding a korban mincha bought by a koyan, since all of it is burnt on the Mizbeach. Minchas koyan Moshiach, the korban mincha which needs to be bought by the koyan gadol, the minchas chavitin, which was discussed in the previous perek, he would bring half of it in the morning and half of it in the afternoon. Uminchas goyim, a korban mincha which is bought by a non-Jew, at least according to this Mishnah, a non-Jew is able to voluntarily bring a korban mincha. Uminchas noshim, a korban mincha which is bought by a woman, even though we'll see later on in the perek that there is one of the processes involving a korban mincha which is not done with a woman, when they would waive certain korbanos mincha before burning part of it on the Mizbeach. That is not applied to women, so I might have thought that these things would also not apply to women, so the Mishnah says no. The regular laws regarding adding oil or levaina to korbanos mincha apply to women equally. Alright, what other korbanos mincha require both oil and levaina to be added? Minchas ha'omer, the korban mincha of the omer, which is the korban brought on the second day of Pesach on behalf of everybody. It's a korban of flour, and that is what allows the produce which grew that year to be consumed. And it's learned from Pesukim that all of the korbanos mincha, the flour offerings which we have mentioned so far, require an addition of oil and levaina. Alright, the second category, minchas nesochin. The korban mincha of the offering of flour which accompanies certain korbanos, a korban shalomim or a korban oila. One is supposed to bring a offering of flour to accompany that korban, and such a korban mincha requires tuna shemen, it requires oil, the eilat levaina, but it does not require an addition of frankincense. Lechem haponim, the 12 loaves of bread which are arranged on the shulchan and replaced each Shabbos. Ta'on levaina, that requires frankincense to be placed on the shulchan with those loaves, and then each Shabbos that is offered, that is burnt on the Mizbeach. However, the ta'on shemen, it does not require oil to be added or burnt anywhere on the Mizbeach. And the fourth category, shtei alechem, the two loaves of bread which are brought on Shavuos, minchas chotei, the korban mincha of somebody who committed certain sins, for which he needs to bring a korban oleh v'yored, which is a type of korban chatos, to atone for his sin. However, the unique thing about this type of korban chatos, which is only for certain averas, is that the type of korban, be it a bigger animal, a bird, or flower, the type of animal which the person needs to bring depends upon his wealth. and the poorest of people would bring a korban mincha, an offering of flour. Uminchas kana'ah is the korban mincha of a soita. A soita is a woman who has been accused by her husband of having relations with another man. And he would take her up to the Beis HaMikdash when they would go through a procedure to examine whether she is guilty or not. One part of that procedure is bringing a korban mincha, that is known as the minchas kana'ah. These three korbanos mincha, or the two korbanos mincha plus the shtei alechem, the two loaves, lo shem lo levona, they do not require neither oil nor levona. And all of these laws are learnt from Psukim. Mishnah Dalet, v'chayv al Hashem b'fnei atzmai. One is liable for adding oil to a korban mincha which does not require oil, and that is considered to be its own avera. Val halavona b'fnei atzma. And if you add levona to a korban mincha which does not require levona, one also violates a prohibition. These are considered to be two separate averas, which are mentioned by the Torah. Nosan alei shemen, if somebody did go ahead and put oil on a korban mincha which does not require oil, pesala, it is learned from Pesukim that he has actually invalidated the entire korban mincha. Levona, however, if he adds levona, which isn't mixed in entirely with the korban mincha, it's added to the top of the flour, and therefore yul ketena, they should gather it and remove it from the flour, and then they would be able to still offer up that korban. If they added oil to the remaining part of the flour after the koimetz, the handful, was taken and burnt on the mizbeach, one would not violate a prohibition, and in fact, it could very well be that even ideally one is totally permitted to add oil to the remaining part of the flour. What happens if Nosan Kli, somebody placed a utensil holding oil, al gabe Kli, on top of the utensil which is holding the flour of a particular korban mincha which does not require oil, and it's forbidden to add oil there? Since he didn't mix the oil with the actual korban mincha, he just put a utensil of oil on top of it, lo pesala, he has not invalidated that korban mincha. Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah once again goes through the different types of korbanos mincha, and which of those require two particular processes to be done with the korban mincha. One is hagosha, which means bringing near. This refers to a particular service of bringing the utensil holding the flour towards the Mizbeach and actually touching it on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. It's learned from Psukim that the Hagosha needs to be towards the side of the Mizbeach, which is closest to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the innermost part and most holy part of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's also learned from Psukim that it needs to be on the side of the Mizbeach where the ramp is. So the ramp's on the southern side, and the west side of the Mizbeach is the one closest to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so therefore the Hagosha needs to be towards the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And this is referring to the outer Mizbeach, which stood in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the vast, vast majority of korbanos were offered up, as opposed to the inner golden Mizbeach, which was inside the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. Be as it may, that is one of the processes which the Mishnah will discuss, and the other is tanufa, which is when they would wave the korban mincha in all different directions, as the following Mishnah will describe. Yesh tunos hagosha ve'inim tunos tanufa. There are certain korbanos mincha which require hagosha, bringing the flour nearer to the corner of the mizbeach ve'inim tunos tanufa, but they do not require the process of tanufa where it would be waved. And the reason why the Mishnah starts with those which need Hagosha and don't need Tanufa, as opposed to starting with the ones which need both, like we did previously, a couple of Mishnahs ago, is because the majority of korbanos mincha fit into this first category. Alright, the second category are those korbanos mincha which require Tanufa v'le Hagosha, waving but not bringing near to the corner of the Mizbeach, Hagosha or Tanufa. There are those which require both Hagosha and Tanufa, and there are those which require Le Tanufa Vele Hagosha, neither waving nor bringing near to the corner. And Eilut Unais Hagosha Vein Tanus Tanufa, the following are those which fit into the first category. They require Hagosha. They need to be brought to the corner, the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, but they do not require Tanufa, they do not require waving in all directions. Minchas HaSoiles, the Korban Mincha brought of flour, which isn't processed at all, V'Hamachvas, V'Amarcheshes, the two types of Korban Mincha which are put into the frying pan and fried and then baked before a handful is taken from them and burnt on the Mizbeach, v'achalus v'arakikin, the thicker loaves and the thinner loaves, which both come under the category of a minchas ma'afei tanur, a mincha which is baked in the oven. It's not fried at all first, it's just baked. The chalus loaves have oil mixed with the flour, whereas the rakikin loaves, the oil is just spread on top of them, but it's not mixed in with the flour totally. Minchas Koyanim, a korban mincha brought by a koyan, minchas koyan Mashiach, This refers to the Minchas Chavitin, which is brought twice a day by a Kohen Gadol, Minchas Goyim, a Korban Mincha brought by a non-Jew, Minchas Noshim, a Korban Mincha brought by a woman, Minchas Chote, a offering of flour which is brought by somebody who committed a particular sin, which means he is obligated to bring a Korban Olev Yored, which is a type of Korban Chatos which depends upon his wealth, and the poorest people would bring an offering of flour, a Korban Mincha. All of these, which is the vast majority of Korbanos Mincha, is learned from Sukkim that they require Hagosha, but not Tanufa. Rabbi Shimon says, Minchas Koyanim, Minchas Koyan Moshiach, a Korban Mincha brought by a Koyain, or the Minchas Chavitim, which is brought by a Koyan Gadol, ain by an Hagosha, they do not even require the service of Hagosha, of bringing it towards the corner of the Mizbeach, because the service of taking a Koymet, taking a three-finger handful of the flour, does not apply to them. And Rabbi Shimon has a rule which he learns from Pesukim that v'kolsha einbein kamitza einbein kagosha, any offering of flour which is exempt from the process of kamitza, of taking the handful of flour, does also not require hagosha. Mishnah Vav, elu tu'unin tanufa v'in tu'unin hagosha, the following flour offerings require the process of tanufa, of waving in all directions, but they do not require hagosha, bringing to the corner of the Mizbeach. Loig Shemen Shel Metzora, the Loig, which is a volume of oil of a Metzora, somebody who is Tomei as a result of having Tzara'as, certain spots on their body, and part of their purification process in the Beit HaMikdash involves the Kohen applying oil to parts of the Metzora's body. Be as it may, this oil, as well as Va'ashomai, the Korban Oshom, which is brought by the Metzora, they need to be waved. Va'abekurim, Kadiv Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, bikurim, which are the first fruit which ripen in one's field that he needs to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, and they are given to the Kohanim, so these also need to be waved, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ve'imurei shalmi yochid, the parts of a korban shalomim which is bought by an individual, and the imurim refers to the parts of the korban which need to be burnt on the Mizbeach, they require tenufa, they need to be waved before being burnt on the Mizbeach, v'chaz v'sheik shalahen, and the breast and the thigh of these korban shalomim, these are also given to the Kohanim, and they need to be waved. Echad Anoshim v'Echad Noshim. The Korban Mincha, which is brought by either a man or a woman, requires the waving of the Emurim and the breast and the thigh. However, in terms of who needs to perform the Tanufa, the Mishnah says, B'Yisrael avalu b'achirim. Only a regular male Jew can actually perform the Tanufa, but not anybody else. A woman, as well as a non-Jew who is bringing a Korban Mincha, they cannot be the person themselves who performs the process of tanufa, however their korban does still require a tanufa. As well as that, ushtei alechem, the two loaves which are brought on Shavuos, ushnei kivsei atzeres, and the two sheep which are korbanos shalomim and brought on Shavuos, these also require a tanufa, but do not require a hagosha, they don't need to be brought to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Ketadu oiser, what exactly is the process of tanufa, of waving it, how is it done with... This is a question just regarding the tanufa of the two loaves and the two sheep, which are both brought on Shavuos. The two loaves are there to accompany the two sheep, which are being brought as a korban. So the process of tanufa is done together. Nosin shtei alechem agabei shnei kvasim, which literally means that they would put the two loaves on top of the two sheep. Although the Gemara explains that it actually means they would put them next to the two sheep. And the Kohen who is performing this procedure, he places his two hands underneath those two animals, the two sheep. He would bring it away from him and towards him in the different directions horizontally. And then he would bring it up and down to symbolize Hashem's existence everywhere. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, regarding a different type of tanufa, Asher hunaf v'asher hurom, that it will be waved, that refers to moving it around in different directions horizontally, v'asher hurom, and that will be lifted up. So we learn from there that part of the process is lifting it up and down. Tanufa, says the Mishnah, the process of waving hoisa b'mizrach was done on the east side of the Mizbeach. We're going to understand this to mean even on the east side. The Hagosha Amarov, we explained before that the drawing near of the different items, the different Korbanos Mincha towards the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, that needs to be done on the southwest corner, near to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, the Tanufa can be done even on the other side of the Mizbeach, the east side. When we say on the side of the Mizbeach, we don't mean on top of the Mizbeach, it was done in the courtyard next to the Mizbeach. Tanufa is komes hagosha. The process of tanufa precedes the process of hagosha. Waving needs to be done before bringing it to the corner of the Mizbeach. Minchas Omer, Minchas Kanais. Now we're up to the third category, the Korban Mincha of the Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, and the Mincha, which is part of the process of a Soita, checking if a woman is guilty of having relations with another man. They require both waving and bringing near to the corner of the Mizbeach. Lechem Aponim Mincha Sasachim. The 12 loaves of bread which are replaced on the Shulchan every Shabbos. Uminchas Tesachim. And the offering of flour which accompanies the Korban Olah or Korban Shalomim. These require neither waving nor bringing near to the corner of the Mizbeach.